then after she made this dress and she put it on, it, you know, really fit her nicely. Looked great, you might say, mm-hmm. to her, paying her a compliment for it.
Well, I might use a term. I'd say it is beautiful, or it is pretty, or it is becoming.
And if it was even, say it was a nicer dress than the one she had on the day before.
Well, I'd say it's a more beautiful dress, a more becoming than the one that you wore yesterday.
A covering that she might put over this dress while she's preparing meals, you know, to keep food from spattering on it, might be what?
Apron.
Do you make a distinction between what would you call this that I'm using here?
Well, that's a pen.
Can you think of another type of pen?
They are, I guess we'd refer to them as a fountain pen or a desk pen.
Something that you might use to hold clothing together.
Yeah, well, say a pen, there would be a straight pen, a safety pen. Maybe different kinds of pen that you would face in your clothes with.
Can you think of another name for a dime? How else would you refer to a dime?
Well, we would say a dime. We might refer to it as a 10-cent piece.
Okay, can you think of different type of cups?
Yeah.
A metal cup. What would you call a metal cup?
Well, we'd say maybe it was a tin cup. Of course, a drinking cup could be made of different things. Say it was a tin cup.
If it was raining outside, before I went out, I would put on some extra outer covering.
Well, if it's raining, you'd put on a raincoat.
Then maybe this raincoat would be secured together by what?
Well, it would generally be fastened, I'd say, more likely by buttons. Of course, it could be a zipper to fasten it, but I think the more common thing would be it would button it.
A sleeveless garment that you and I might wear underneath a suit coat?
Would be a vest.
Any other name?
Let's see, there's a vest and it is referred to as there is another name, which I can't come, which don't come to my mind right now, but we'd refer to it as a...
What was a common type clothing you wore as a child?
As a child?
Mm-hmm. Well, say as a teenager, 14, 15 years of age, you didn't use a belt.
That you didn't use a belt?
You might put them on over other clothes.
Oh, well, of course, that wouldn't be that's not coveralls or overalls for a child. That would be a...
You or I went downtown to get some clothes for a special occasion, such as a wedding, or we were going to a banquet. We might say we went to town and did what? Bought us a...
A suit of clothes?
What type suit?
What, a dress suit, we might say?
Yeah, one that is, we have never had it before.
A new suit?
Supposing my pockets were, I was standing up, and my pockets were filled with, you know, various things, tobacco, bolts, nails, and they were really sticking out. You might say they were what?
Well, I'd say maybe use the word bulging, or they were bulging. Or...
Could you think maybe of any other expression that you might have, you might say it might be common?
Well, you might say that they would pooch out. That means that they're filled and were sticking out, that you're pooched mm-hmm. out.
Have you heard the term pooch out used? Is it a common term?
Yes, I've heard it used very often. We might say a person that has a large stomach on them, maybe from overeating or something, that would protrude out. They'd say their stomach pooches out.
Sometimes, you know, a shirt becomes very uncomfortable around the collar after it's been washed. You might say, what has happened to it?
Well, we might use the word they have say that it has shrunk, or another term, it's it has drawn up.